Mountain time zone. It's hitting 4 o'clock. Beautiful day. I'm having a good time here, just digging through stacks of records, looking at stuff, trying to dish up some good things to keep, make your Friday enjoyable. That's the whole point of this show. I can sit at home and listen to anything I want and drift away and be self-indulgent, but when I come in here, I've got to be sharp and try to hit the good notes. See how it goes. It's always fun. KGLT is supported by Explore Rentals, a locally owned outdoor rental company offering rental rafts, stand-up paddleboards, kayaks, bear spray, camping gear, campers, and four-wheel drive rental cars. Located 1 mile east of Bozeman Airport, or online at explore-rentals.com. And Bitterroot Brewery, since 1998 in downtown Hamilton, open with limited indoor seating and curbside pickup and delivery of growlers. Pre-orders by phone at 406-449-3005. Also available in cans at stores across Montana. Updates on the web at bitterrootbrewing.com and Facebook. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246 BA Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208 BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296 CF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213 AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And always a big shout back to anybody who's made the effort to dial in, turn it on, log on, turn it on, find it on your phone, whatever it takes. We want you to hear KGLT. It's the whole point of it. You can't hear it unless you turn it on. Can you now? Okay, which way am I going to go? This way, I think I'm going to twist it around. This is some great, actually, Montana compilation called Long Time Coming. And Dave Martin did a really great job of rooting around and finding recordings by Montana bands from the 60s. And he's done one other compilation, and he's working on a more contemporary one right now. Bands from the 70s and 80s, I believe, and looking forward to seeing that. He extracted a song from me that I was reluctant to put out, but did some doctoring on it and made it presentable. And I know there'll be a lot of bands you might remember from that golden days of the 80s, early 90s. Right. Well, I'll start with this. This is The Other Side from Missoula, Montana. I think so.
Hey! Baby, don't you do it. Don't you break my heart. Baby, don't you do it now. Don't you break my heart. Well, I sacrifice everything, if nothing for myself. Now you say you're gonna leave me, girl. You're finding someone else. Well, I tried to do my best, but honey, I passed that test.
biggest mistake was loving you too much. I wanna let you know, now you got me where you want me, girl. Please don't let me go. Well, my heart is oh so glad. Now you can see the heartaches and misery, my girl, that you've been causing.
Let me get my story straight here. I misspoke. Started off with The Chosen Few from Montana, recorded in North Carolina, which threw me off because I have a single by them. And I thought, well, there's several bands named Chosen Few. And somebody said, no, Ron, they're from Montana. I stand corrected. And I'm able to do that. You heard Baby Don't Do It. The old Marvin Gaye song, though the Who claim Marvin Gaye stole it from Elmer James. So there you go. Then Morning Rain, another San Jose band, Satisfaction Guaranteed from a collection of recordings of the same name. And then another, I believe Harbinger Complex is a San Jose band, at least a South Bay band, from a great compilation called A Pot of Flowers. Which I've had for years, but they put out an expanded CD. Alec Plow dug up more stuff from the mainstream vault, and it's a nice one. It just showed up in the mail the other day. You heard the Harbinger Complex tour, and I Think I'm Down. And then from San Jose again, The Trolls, from their great compilation A Scene Between. And they morphed into Stained Glass. So the recordings by both, but I don't think there's anything out until they became Stained Glass. Though once again, Alec Palau gathered together tapes and put out a really wonderful compilation. You heard How to Expect Me to Trust You? I think that's what it's called. It's clipped off here on my screen. Maybe I can make it better. So that happens when you wake up at 4 in the morning. I go to bed pretty early, so 4 in the morning, it's not like I only slept a couple hours. But it's awfully early before the sun comes up. And then again, from the Long Time Coming compilation, I played Initial Shock, which was the band that evolved out of The Chosen Few. And they actually had a Bay Area presence. I remember hearing of them playing around. Hopefully you heard from them, Mind Disaster, and then finish up with Other Side from A Pot of Flowers. It's listed as a single version of Streetcar. I'd have to compare that with the other version to see what the difference is. Don't know. That was new to me. So some local bands, garage bands, is what are usually called garage bands these days. Though that's not always quite the case. And I just saw a new record, and they suggested that the band was a garage band, and he could have fooled me, but I don't know. What do I know? I've been around too long. It's just all a blur. Yep. Got some things to tell you, and then I will have some more music for you.
This summer, the Bozeman Farmers Market is back in business. Tuesdays from 5 to 8 p.m. in Lindley Park. It's an opportunity for families and friends to gather, socialize, and support local growers and crafters. Over 90 vendors are registered, and a complete list is available at bozemanfarmersmarket.org. A portion of market revenue goes to preserve and improve city parks. The Bozeman Farmers Market, 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays through September 7th in Lindley Park, 900 East Main in Bozeman. Life's a garden. Dig it.
Ron Sanchez here. I'll be at the Friends of KTLT's vinyl sale Saturday, September 11th in the Strand Union Building. I spent the last 18 months searching out vinyl for the sale. I worked hard to gather up some A-list albums, which I'm pleased to pass on to you. Ah, there's so much more. Four of the best record stores in Montana will be there to offer their wares. Ear Candy from Missoula, Cameron from Billings, and from Bozeman, Cactus Records and Wax Museum. James Hansky, Rando, Jim Kehoe, and Dave O will also have their tables. KTLT always has a mountain of records, CDs, and cassettes at great prices. The selections will make your head spin. If you have records, CDs, musical instruments, stereo gear, or a band and want to be a vendor, or you just want to donate LPs for KTLT to sell, email ellensworldkTLT@gmail.com and we'll get you set up. $5 early bird walk-in from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. gets you first look at the treasures being offered. The sale runs until 4. See you on Saturday, September 11th at the Sub for the Friends of KTLT vinyl sale. Free parking is available on campus. Yes, lots of planning work going on for that. It's going to be bigger than better than ever with all the major vendors and us little guys. I think it's going to spread out to two ballrooms, B and C. I think that's what Ellen just said. I spent the last week going through the boxes of records I have that I'm going to bring up, and there's some good stuff in there, so you're going to want to come out, and I can imagine, only imagine what the shops are bringing from around the state. So if you want records, this is the time to get them. It's a good place to get them too. Supports KGLT. We kick back 10% of the earnings from our tables to the station, and that all helps. I suppose it organizes another one. And another one, and another one. What do I got? I have to regroup. It's this one here where I'm going. And that one there. 55 years ago this week, this album came out and rattled people. Thank you.
and said, Daddy, ooh, God knows you're a hurt child. Oh,
For you. Finish up with Paul Butterfield Blues Band from their debut album that was released. There's another one recorded before that that didn't come out for years and years. Featuring Mike Bloomfield on the screaming guitar there. Our Love is Drifting. Another band that just shook things up. A lot of bands around my neighborhood heard that first Butterfield album and quickly changed gears. I don't think people quite understand what a big influence that band was. And then the follow-up, East West, with the big, long Raga Rock piece, changed things again. It was really interesting to see that, how influential they were. And they're just not really remembered at this point. Maybe it'll come back around. Start off with John Mayall from his fabulous album called Blues Breakers. Eric Clapton on the searing lead guitar, and apparently he was with John Mayall. He was really, really loud. That was one of the attractions, that he just cranked it up and nice. I would have liked to have seen him. They played a lot of small gigs. I have a friend in London I stay with when I'm there, and he pointed out a small storefront. He said it used to be a club in Putney, South London, and he saw Mayall there. And he had some nice snapshots of it, of the gig. Amazing, just amazing. What a place to be. In between is Buddy Guy from a compilation called I Was Walking Through the Woods, and that sounds like an outtake or something. There's a little glitch on the tape at the top of that. Stone Crazy, and obviously both Clapton and Bloomfield listen to Buddy Guy closely. You can hear his style on both their playing. And I got lucky to see Buddy Guy in 1968 at San Jose State College. He played for free out on one of the soccer fields or something. And it was right in the middle of a string where I'd seen Clapton, Hendrix, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, and then Buddy Guy in the middle of it, and he realized, wow, it's not all about the white rock guys from England. Yeah. It was exciting to see the origins of that music. And Bill Graham was always good about that, putting blues bands on the bill with the rock bands. So you always got a dose of James Cotton and such. Exciting times. Good way to spend $3.50. Okay, I'm going to move on. I'm going to quit reminiscing. Do I have something to say? Yes, I do. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, the local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily, 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bozemanbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142. Online at bozemanbrewing.com. Where do I want to start? Here.
Thank you. Turn around once and we'll do the eagle.